Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Gifts of Courage by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. We receive the Spirit of Christ at birth. That gives us the power to know when a choice would lead toward eternal life. We have great helps to give us courage in this life. The greatest is the atonement of Jesus Christ. Because of what He did, sins can be washed away in the waters of baptism. We can renew that blessing when we partake of the sacrament in faith and with a repentant heart. Spiritual gifts are another help. We receive the Spirit of Christ at birth. That gives us the power to know when a choice would lead toward eternal life. The Scriptures are a sure guide when we read them with the Holy Ghost as our companion. The Holy Ghost lets us express thanks and ask for help in prayer with the clarity and confidence we once enjoyed with our Heavenly Father, and which we will have when we return to Him. That communication with God helps banish fear from our hearts as it builds faith and love of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. The prophet Joseph Smith in his service had reason to be fearful, but God gave him courage. God has given us more than enough help to banish fear and give us courage, whatever we may face in life. As we reach out for His help, He can lift us toward eternal life. Adapted from Moral Courage, Ensign, March 2010, page 2. Activity. Find the gifts. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. President Eyring tells us about several gifts that give us courage. Read the following scripture tags and write the name of the gift in the blank. Then match each tag with a gift. Talk with your family about how that gift can give you courage. The following are the gifts that President Eyring talked about. A is prayer. B is the Holy Ghost. C is the Scriptures. D is keeping the Sabbath day holy. And E is baptism. Number 1 tag, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. That matches up with E, baptism. Second tag, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15. That matches up with C, the gift of the Scriptures. Our number 3 tag, Doctrine and Covenant, section 59, verses 9 through 10. The answer is D, keeping the Sabbath day holy. Our fourth tag is 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5, and John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27. 4 matches up with B, the Holy Ghost. Our fifth tag, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 19. That matches up with A, prayer. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Gifts of Courage by President Henry B. Eyring.